greatest hits album. Also this morning's entertainment, we have a new single from Tristan. Decided to make her today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Dabble. Dabble is a mixed-gendered new dream hip-hop band, five-piece, rather, band, out of the Los Angeles area. On their Facebook page, the band states, quote, derives influences from genres such as jazz, hip-hop, and psych rock. With an emphasis on songwriting and spacey guitar and keyboard tones, the songs are beautifully eerie, unquote. Kind of like that self-description, so yeah, I decided to use it. I found this song and the band because of a record label I follow on SoundCloud. They're Burger Records, and they're releasing one new song every week, and Dabble was this week's choice. The song is Free Time, and it's off their self-released full-length album Touch, and this song can be had for free, and I provided you that link at my website at tksmusic.com. New music from Dabble here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That was the latest material from Bio, here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on a rainy Tuesday morning here in the Boston area. Bio is Chris Bio. He's the bassist for Vampire Weekend. This is his second full-length album under this moniker, and it's a nice side project for him. The new album is Man of the World, and it came out on June 30th, and the track I just aired there was Out of Tune. Next up, we're going to change musical direction with a wonderful song by Japanese House. The Japanese House is a stage name for Amber Bain. This 21-year-old singer-songwriter is from Buckinghamshire, England. She writes some lovely and ethereal indie dream pop. She is an amazingly talented individual. She sings, plays guitar, synthesizer, and keyboards. She has just released, on June 30th, her fourth EP. This one is titled Saw You in a Dream, and I have for you the title track. I fell in love with the song almost immediately, and on this track, it feels like Amber is channeling Imogen Heap, which I am totally okay with. New music from the Japanese House here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That was new material from Side. And Side is spelled S-Y-D-E with an umlaut over the Y. They are Will and Mitch, a chill acoustic deep house twosome, as they describe themselves, based in Melbourne, Australia. The lads are both producers, and they turned towards creating music just recently. In fact, this is the only song that they've released under this moniker. The song Orbit. Originally dropped in back in March, but I just ran across it and I felt like it was worth sharing with you. The boys get vocal help on this track from Ash. Oh, that's the wrong one. I've been trying to do this. Let me try this one instead.
Imagine living in a place where your daily commute is a walk in the park. In cities, suburbs, and small towns, people want to use their cars less and their feet more. Sound like wishful thinking? Take the step you can count on to lead to results. Work with your local planning office and plan to walk more in your future. Learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org. A message from this station and the American Planning Association.
All right, I think I got the CD players worked out. We'll keep moving forward, though. Next up is a new one from the Bandicoots. The Bandicoots are an unsigned four-piece straightforward rock band out of Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. It's one of those bands that reached out to me directly. And I've featured them on this show in the past. Since they've contacted me, I've been following them on Facebook as well. And it's paying off with this brand new EP entitled Zolly, Zolly. It came out June 28th. It's four songs deep. And this is track number 3, Dead End Street. New music from the Bandicoots here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Time.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Tristan right after the latest here from Phoenix. New music from Phoenix here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. Again, thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday morning. Phoenix, well, they've just released their sixth studio album in 17 years. I first discovered them in 2006 with the release of their It's Never Been Like That album, which is a fabulous release. But they really hit gold with Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix, which came out in 2009. The new album is Te Amo. And it is a pleasant addition to their discography, and I'm sure it will do well. I decided I'm playing a deeper cut from the album. The tune that I played there was called Love Life. It was more reminiscent of their older material, and I kind of glommed onto that. All right, it is time for our first feature. It is called The Lineage. This is the part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and then I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. It helps add some perspective to an artist's career, and today's subject is Tristan. Tristan is Tristan Gasper Derrick. She is an amazingly talented singer-songwriter currently based in Nashville, Tennessee. I think she's from outside Chicago in Illinois. I first found her in 2011 with the release of her Eager for Your Love EP, which didn't get a wide release. She immediately caught my ear, and I've seen her play here in Boston a couple times and also in Austin at South by Southwest. Had a chance to chat with her down there, as a matter of fact. And it's been fascinating watching as her career develops. She's been trying different styles of songwriting over the time, trying to, I guess, find the right combination to achieve commercial success, whatever that's supposed to mean. And I think she's done well with her latest effort. It's called Sneaker Waves. And I think she might have just grabbed the brass ring on this one. The album dropped on July 7th. The lead-off single, Glass Jar, is already getting mainstream radio play, and it doesn't hurt that Tristan has Jenny Lewis helping out on vocals. Very smart. Indeed, very smart. And a video with it as well. So this is Tristan. She is today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Tristan with Baby Drugs. Can be found on her Eager for Her Love 7-inch single and on her full-length album Charlatans at the Garden Gate, which both came out at different parts of 2011. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I've posted it already at my website at tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there perusing the playlist, also check out some videos I have housed there, and also there's some free downloads available there as well. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Sly and the Family Stone. The album that has been reissued is their Greatest Hits collection, originally released back in 1970. My older brother bought that album when it first came out, and I thought I was going to wear it out playing it so much. There were so many hits on the album, dance, you know, pop hits, R&B hits with Stand, Dance to the Music, Everyday People, and this one, Hot Fun in the Summertime. So this is Sly and the Family Stone with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Reform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here, spinning the latest for you at music you might otherwise miss. Closing off that two-song set was the latest from Star Tropics. Star Tropics are a newly signed indie pop mixed-gender quartet out of Chicago, Illinois. This foursome, they've been together for a couple years now, and they've done some nice boy-girl dream pop. They've up-tempo things a little bit with this new release, which is on Shelf Life Records. New album is titled Lost World. Lost World. Can you read my own writing? And it came out on July 7th. It's 90% new music, sans one track, Summer Rain, which has been recycled. And that was a tune that was first debuted on my show back in February of 2015. And since the album came out and I debuted that song 2 years ago, I thought I'd revisit it. It's a nice tune. Keeping the music going here with a wonderful new track from Abbadabad. These guys are from Alston in the Boston area here in Massachusetts, but they sound like they belong on Venice Beach, California. They clearly have been inspired by surf guitar music. I first found these guys in 2011 with the release of a dynamite single called Indiana. Oh, by the way, that song can still be had for free, and I've posted that link at my website at tksmusic.com, by the way. These guys then released an album called The Wild in 2012, and CMJ labeled them as an artist to watch, but then they were rather quiet over the past 5 years. 2017 seems to be their comeback year. They released two singles so far, with the latest being Feelings Gone. New music from Abbadabad here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
When mending, so never feels like it's wrong.
Freeform Radio Tufts University. I love that ending. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK, and closing off that song set was a new track from Sobs. Sobs are a mixed-gendered indie jangly guitar dream pop trio out of Singapore. They've been signed by a Singaporean record label, Middle Class Cigars, and they've just released, on June 23rd, their debut EP entitled Cat Flap. And the song I just aired there was Girl, and I really like that one. Next on the playlist is a brand new single from Cut Copy. Cut Copy is an indie electronic band from Melbourne, Australia, and I think these lands from down under, like 80s new wave music. At least I think their music reflects that. I've been following them for 7 years now, and I hear sonic flex of the 80s in this new single called Airborne, which have two versions, by the way. The original, which is what I have, and then there is a radio edit. Both came out on July 7th. New music from Cut Copy here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Just that I'm dreaming. my feet are too high off the ground. I try to run from the sound. Just let the fumes breathe. A simple set of goodbyes, at least. Coincidence, no synchronicity. I try to run, but I can't find a way to leave. Philosophy, a new trip to give into this feeling. It's got me losing sleep. I try to run from the weak. If this is right, then I'm wrong. It's the discomfort I bleed. My expectation is high. Preserve your integrity while you still have a chance to leave.
New music from Upsall here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. Upsall, UPSAHL, are an unsigned, mixed-gendered indie alt folktronica four-piece from Phoenix, Arizona. 2007 has been a busy year for the band as they self-released an album in February, and they're now back with a brand new single. And that tune was called Can You Hear Me Now? And that is a keeper. Let me slip in one more from Figurehead. They're an unsigned alt-rock summery pop quartet out of Fremantle in Western Australia. I found these guys on Triple J Unearth, which is a site dedicated to unsigned Australian artists. Rather, the song I have is called Suits. This song is available for free download, and I provided that link at my website at tksmusic.com. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss. WMFO in Medford. Yay, I got the CD thing figured out. Welcome to part two of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from Joe Jackson, The Psychedelic Furs, and REM. Plus, we have new tunes from Will Dorado, J-Sum, and Tiger Tam. Dubbing out feature artist is The Courtneys, which will include track from their latest effort. Plus, we've got a great cover tune for you, Intercover Me feature. Let's get this hour started with a tune from The Temper Trap.